Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament to begin today with President Draupadi Murmu's address. India to launch affordable and secure indigenous AI model, says Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw. Uttar Pradesh Judicial Commission to reach Sangam Ghat today for investigation into the tragic incident at Mahakumbh. 67 people confirmed dead in mid-air collision between American Airlines jet and Army helicopter in United States. Israel releases 110 Palestinian prisoners after a delay. Hamas frees 8 more hostages in third hostage-prisoner swap. And in cricket, India to take on England in the semi-finals of Women's Under-19 T20 World Cup in Kuala Lumpur this afternoon. And now the news in detail. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament.
The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. It is prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigner Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held from today till 13 February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government has announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence AI model at an affordable cost. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that compared to global models costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. The Union Minister expressed hope that the Indian AI model is likely to be ready within 6 months.
There are at least 6 major developers who will be able to create foundational models in the next 8 to 10 months on the outer limit and 4 to 6 months on a more aggressive estimate. Algorithmic efficiency can deliver a model at much lower cost and in a much lesser time. And many of our researchers have been working on similar concepts that we are confident that using those concepts, we will be able to have a world-class foundational model in the coming few months.
On a query on privacy concerns about DeepSeek, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that it will be hosted on Indian servers soon after security protocol checks so that users, coders, developers can benefit from its open source code. As Delhi gears up for its 2025 assembly elections set to take place on 5th of February, the national capital is abuzz with massive campaign slogans, door-to-door canvassing and promises of change from all major political parties. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Dwarka this afternoon. Other senior party leaders, including Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Uttarakhand CM Pushkar Singh Dhami, will also be holding public meetings at different constituencies. Earlier, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh claimed that BJP is the only party in the country which fulfills its promises. Addressing an election meeting in Vishwasnagar Assembly constituency in the national capital yesterday, Mr. Singh accused AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal of misusing the trust placed by the people on him. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the Congress party of working with the BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. Addressing the media last evening, he urged Congress workers not to vote for the Congress party, claiming they are collaborating with the BJP. Akashwani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly polls. Today we take a look at the Patparganj constituency.
Patparganj is considered among the high-profile seats of Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party has given its ticket this time to popular educationist Awadh Oja from this seat. On the other hand, BJP has once again expressed confidence in Ravinder Singh Negi. Meanwhile, Congress has placed its bet on party's former state president Anil Chaudhary, who had been a Patparganj MLA four times before 2013. Talking about the voters, there are more than 2,26,000 voters here. Poor conditions of road, illegal parking, filth, lack of hospitals and encroachment are among the key local issues that can be the decider between victory or defeat for all the three prominent candidates.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. And now, news from Mahakumbh. A large number of women devotees can be seen at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, the world's largest spiritual gathering. The Uttar Pradesh government has made special arrangements for women at the ghats. Our correspondent reports that several facilities are being provided to ensure a safe, secure and comfortable environment for the women devotees.
The security measures taken for the women and arrangement made at the ghat have instilled confidence among the women devotees to come in large numbers to attend Mahakumbh. The women police personnel deployed at the ghats are helping the elderly women devotees to take holy dip at Triveni Sangam in hassle-free manner. Talking to Akashwani News, several women devotees appreciated the government for the arrangement made for them, including changing rooms and separate toilets.
My name is Rinku Karmakar. I am from West Bengal. I have felt very good. करने का तो बहुत बढ़िया व्यवस्था यहाँ पर किया है और लेडीज की कपड़े बदल की अच्छा से इंतजाम कर दिया है सरकार ने यहाँ के व्यवस्था बेहतर व्यवस्था है.
Along with men, female priests are also performing Ganga Aarti at Sangam Ghat. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The Judicial Commission set up by the Uttar Pradesh government to find the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat in Prayagraj today. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and submit its report within 1 month. They will also recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The three-member commission is headed by a retired Allahabad High Court judge, Harsh Kumar. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar yesterday visited Sangam Ghat at Mahakumbh and inspected the incident area, which claimed 30 lives. They urged the administration to stay motivated and adopt a build it better approach, ensuring that the upcoming Amrit Snan is flawless with zero error in arrangements. They also emphasized that maximum officers must be deployed in high density areas. District Magistrate of Prayagraj Ravindra Kumar Mandar has denied media reports about a ban on vehicle entry due to road diversions. A viral social media post claimed that vehicle entry into Prayagraj would be restricted till the 4th of February. In a video message, Mr. Mandar clarified that there will be no diversions on 31st of January, 1st February and 4th of February. He explained that vehicle entry will be restricted in Prayagraj only on 2nd February and 3rd February due to the Amrit Snan on Vasant Panchami.
सोशल मीडिया पे एक न्यूज तेजी से वायरल हो रही है. 4 तारीख तक के लिए प्रयागराज में वाहनों का प्रवेश प्रतिबंधित रहेगा. ये खबर पूरी तरह निराधार है. प्रयागराज कमिश्नरेट क्षेत्र में वाहनों का जो प्रवेश है वो डायवर्जन की स्कीम्स मात्र पीक डे मौनी अमावस्या को देखते हुए लगाई गई थी. 31 तारीख को, 1 तारीख को और 4 तारीख को किसी प्रकार का वाहनों में कोई प्रतिबंध नहीं रहेगा. मात्र 2 और 3 तारीख को, जो कि वसंत पंचमी का स्नान होगा, तो डायवर्जन की स्कीम्स लागू होंगी.
In in some international news, United States President Donald Trump has confirmed that there are no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Addressing a press briefing on the aviation disaster last night, Mr. Trump said that the administration will find out how the disaster occurred and ensured nothing like this will ever happen again.
Before 9 p.m. last night, an American Airlines regional jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. On behalf of the First Lady, myself, and 340 million Americans, our hearts are shattered alongside yours, and our prayers are with you. We'll find out how this disaster occurred, and we'll ensure that nothing like this ever happens again.
The crash, which occurred near Ronald Reagan National Airport, involved an American Airlines regional jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members and a U.S. Black Hawk helicopter carrying three soldiers. Meanwhile, the Kremlin confirmed that two renowned former Russian figure skaters, Evgenia Shishkova and Vadim Naumov, were on board the passenger plane. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also stated that other Russian nationals were also aboard the crashed flight. In a major development, Israel has released 110 Palestinian prisoners as part of the next phase in the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The process was initially delayed after crowds surged at one of the hostage handover points. However, the release was celebrated largely in Gaza and West Bank. Earlier, 8 hostages, including 3 Israelis and 5 Thai nationals in Gaza, were released after 15 months in captivity. In a social media post, the Israel Defense Forces welcomed the return of hostages and said that it remains committed to bringing back all remaining hostages that are still held in Gaza. Moving on to the world of sports, in the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India will take on England in the semi-final match at the Biomass Oval in Kuala Lumpur this afternoon. We have more from our correspondent.
Nikki Prasad-led Indian side has been dominant in all the departments throughout the tournament, with batters and bowlers contributing equally. The women in blue will aim to reach final scheduled on Sunday. On the other hand, in men's cricket, India will face England in the 4th T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune this evening. Surya Kumar Yadav-led home side are currently leading the 5-match series 2-1. Moving towards Hockey India League HIL, where semi-final matches are scheduled for today. Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face Tamil Nadu Dragons at 6 p.m. while JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela, Odisha. Last we have from Indian Super League ISL football, where Kerala Blasters FC defeated Chennai NFC by 3-1 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Chennai last night. This is the first time when Kerala Blasters FC registered an away win against Chennai NFC in the league. Moreover, Koro Singh scripted history for Blasters as he became the second youngest goal scorer in the competition. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in Gangetic, West Bengal today and in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Anuja. As Modi 3.0 budget session begins today, a top frontline headline in The Pioneer writes, challenges galore, a Sitharaman team frame financial year 26 budget. Hindustan Times notes, the budget will focus on the middle class, farmers, small firms, young people and women with GDP growth at 6.5 to 7% for the year. Government unveils mega AI plan to rival global models, states the Tribune. All the newspapers have referred about one of the deadliest US air disasters in almost a quarter of a century on their front page, killing 67 people. The Times of India writes about the surreal atmosphere with all roads leading to Kotla as King Kohli returned to Ranji after 12 years, creating a stampede-like situation. And finally, Economic Times reports on a survey citing urban-rural spending gap narrows in financial year 24. The paper adds inequality down across social categories too. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament to begin today with President Draupadi Murmu's address. India to launch affordable and secure indigenous AI model, says Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw. Uttar Pradesh Judicial Commission to reach Sangam Ghat today for investigation into the tragic incident at Mahakumbh. 67 people confirmed dead in mid-air collision between American Airlines jet and Army helicopter in United States. Israel releases 110 Palestinian prisoners after delay. Hamas frees 8 more hostages in third hostage-prisoner swap. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.